Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Mem. We left off on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him again very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. We are holding at Ve'ezuhu She'enu Mezuman on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis at the two dots about 1259 before the end of the page. We're going to discuss Yoni Hadrasayos, or whether that's even what they're called. Are they Hadrasayos or Hardasayos? What the etymology of the word is, and it's going to discuss a conversation that happened between two of these Yonim. Then we're going to discuss how we know that an Of Tamei is Pater from Shiluach, and we're going to have this idea that it's Sipar. Whenever we use the word Sipar, it only means an Of Tahar, and we're going to have eight different proofs to try to reject that idea that Sipar means only Of Tahar, and we're going to reject all of those proofs. Then the Gemara is going to have on the middle of Amud Aleph four different opinions what the word Tahoros in the context of Tzipori Mitzora comes to teach. Why is it by Tzipori Mitzora we add the extra, the Torah adds the extra word Tahoros? What halacha is derived from the word Tahoros? Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph we're going to discuss if either the mother or the Afrochim are either Temeim or Trefos, either non-kosher or birds or trefos, so what the halacha is as far as the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have six shilos about different cases and whether there's a mitzvah of shiluach, a chiyuv of shiluach in those cases. Most of the shilos are going to be about a chatzitza between the mother and the offspring and whether there's a mitzvah of shiluach with different types of chatzitzos, at least the way Rashi understands the Gemara. Then the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas tanaim that we have in the Mishnah, whether there's a mitzvah shiluach on a korah zachar. If you have a korah, a certain type of bird, but it's a male that's hovering over the eggs, whether there's a mitzvah of shiluach. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to bring us three more halachos relating to shiluach hakein. How closely the mother has to be hovering over the babies, what the minimum number of birds are that it has to be hovering over. What if you have an unfertilized, you have the birds are unfertilized eggs, meaning the eggs are unfertilized eggs, or the baby birds are already not babies, they're already able to fly away on their own. So those halachos are going to be discussed in the Mishnah, and then in the Gemara, it's going to talk about if the mother is supported by branches that are above the nest, whether that's enough of a closeness to be mechayiv shiluach hakein or not. So let's see, let's get started. We left off at ve'ezahu she'eno mezuman, that the Mishnah said, what is the definition of eino mezuman, avazim tarnagolin, that nest in a pardes, that's eino mezuman. But if they nest in a bayis, or yone hardis ya'os, then it's pater from shiluach. Whenever the nesting is done in the bayis, or whenever you have yone hardis ya'os, there is no chiv of shiluach. So the Gemara is going to focus on this yone hardis ya'os. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, chadtani hadris ya'os, v'chadtani hardisios. They invert the dalet in the reish. So which one, how do you read it? Is it hadrisios or hardisios? So it says more mandatani hardisios al shem hordus. The one that says that it's hardisios, it's named after Hordus, who raised these kinds of birds. O mandatani hadrisios al shem koman. And the one that says hadrisios, it must be that it's named after the place of origin where these birds come from. So Amar Rav Kana ledidi chaz, he says, I've seen these birds that were the that are the offspring of the Yone Hordus, of the ones that Hordus raised, and they're arranged in 16 rows, and each row is the width of a meal, that they're all lined up together, they all travel together, I guess, and they all sit there together. Vavakara kire kire, and they all cry out kiri kiri, with a master master, or king king. That's what Hordus trained them to do because it made them feel good. So he had all these birds lined up and they would all scream out at the same time, being mechazik his feeling of being a melech. Havachad minayim, and one time there was one of them, Dolo Avakari Kiri Kiri, that wasn't calling out Kiri Kiri. Samrila Chaverta, the other one, its neighbor, said to it, the one that was standing right next to it, said to it, Suma, you blind one, you moron, you don't see how you're supposed to behave. Amri Kiri Kiri, you're supposed to say Kiri Kiri, that's what all the rest of us are doing. So Amra, that bird that refused, said, Suma, you're the moron. Amri Kiri Biri, the guy that you're saying is a melech, is really a nobody, he's a lowlife. So the Avadim that were left from the base Hordus, when this episode happened, took that burden, they shechted it, they were not happy with his attitude, with his insubordination, by refusing to say Kiri, by refusing to acknowledge Hordus as a Melech. Of course, Hordus was not a legitimate Melech, right? That's the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Maseches Bava Basra, that the last descendant of the Beis Chashmonai committed suicide because Hordus was an Eved that was Moreid on his master and took over his master's house, and he wanted to marry this daughter from the Malchus, and she was the last survivor, and she committed suicide and announced before her suicide that anyone who says that Beis Chashmonai Yasi, anyone who claims from here on in that they come from royalty, is really nothing but an Eved, because I'm the last survivor and I'm about to plunge to my death, and therefore there are no survivors and they're all just Avadim. The Gemara tells us how Hordus preserved her body in honey and still pretended to be married to her, but there are no survivors from the Beis Chashmonai, and the entire family of Hordus is just Avadim. Amar Ravashi, Amar Rabbi Chanina Milin. Rabbi Chanina said this story can't be true. Birds don't talk, so that's not possible. Says Gemara Milin Salkadaitach. You think Rabbi Chanina is saying something that never was? It's another Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra tells us, I think in the fifth parak of Bava Basra, that one of the Amorayim taught about a certain place where there are these giant precious gems that are, I forgot what the numbers are, like 20 amos tall or something like that. And the other one of the Amorayim was traveling once and he saw them. And he said, you know, I never believed it, but then I saw it. And then I believed it. So Stakelbein, the Rebbe looked at him and turned him into a Netziv Shel Melech, turned him into a pillar of salt. Because what do you mean? You don't trust the Rebbe? The Rebbe tells you that this is what happened. This is what happened. Even if it seems unlikely to you, that's, you have to be Mekabel and Mesorah. And a person who's going to question everything and whether what he's being told is the truth or not is not going to be Mekabel and Mesorah properly. So how could you say Milin? If someone, if Rabbi Chanina tells the story, you're going to say, oh, it's nonsense. He's making things up. So Ele'ema Bimilin. No, what he meant to say is not that it's nonsense, but that all of this happened Al Yidei Kishuv. That because, meaning if he's describing a conversation that happened between birds, birds don't naturally talk. How did it happen that they spoke? It was only through an act of kishuf that they were able to speak. Okay, ov tamei patim l'shaleach. And ov tamei, there is no mitzvah of shiluach on a non-kosher bird. You know what I mean? How do I know that's true, that there's no mitzvah of shiluach on a non-kosher bird? Amar Yitzchak Damakra, because the pasuk says, ki kare kan sipar lefanecha, so ov mashmalan bein tar bein tamei. The word ov would imply whether it's a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird, because by kosher birds, the pasuk says, kol ov tahar tochelu. By non-kosher birds, the pasuk says, kol sheretz ha'ov tamei hulachem, and vaseila tishaksu min ha'ov. So you see that the word ov is used in both contexts. But sipar tar ashchan dekrit sipar tamei lo ashchan dekrit sipar. But it doesn't use the word ov. It says kikar kan sipar. And the word sipar, we only find that a kosher bird is called a sipar. A non-kosher bird is never called a sipar. So since by shluach hakam the Torah dafk used the word sipar, we see that it only applies to kosher birds, not to non-kosher birds. So that yesod that the Gemara just said, that sipar always means a kosher bird, the Gemara is going to attack that yesod from eight different places. We're going to defend it, but we're going to attack from eight different places. So number one, Tashima, I'll prove to you that even a non-kosher bird is called the tzipar, because the pasuk, when it talks about the isser of making a pesel, of making a foreign image, Navodazara, pasuk says, Tavnis kol tzipar kanav, that you cannot make a pesel called tmunas called samel, nor can you make tavnis called tzipar kanav. Don't make an image of any type of bird. So my love, tzipar, beintar, beintame. Doesn't the word tzipar include both kosher and non-kosher birds? Because certainly there's an issur of making an image of a non-kosher bird as well. It can't be that the whole issur is only for a kosher bird. And then kanav comes to add chagavim, other winged creatures like grasshoppers, even non-birds. Says Marlo, that's not a raya. Tzipar tohar. Maybe the word tzipar only means a kosher bird. Don't make an image of a kosher bird. It can't be that you're allowed to make an image of a non-kosher bird. non-kosher bird? Yeah, kanaf tamei v'chagavim. The word kanaf comes from all other winged creatures, including non-kosher birds and chagavim. But the word sefer itself would only include kosher birds. So says Mar, okay, I'll bring you a second raya. Tashma. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hachaya v'chol deim remes et sefer kanaf. It says, Yahalu Hashem Hashem, that all these different creatures are Mahalal Hashem Hashem. Now, certainly, David HaMelech was saying that all creatures are Mahalal Hashem Hashem, right? Not only the kosher birds. So, my love, Tzipar, Beintar, Beintameh, and Kanaf is Chagavim, that the word Tzipar implies both kosher and non-kosher birds are Mahalal Hashem, and Kanaf, other winged creatures, means Chagavim. It says, Malo, Tzipar Tahar, Kanaf, Tamei v'chagavim. Tzipor means only kosher birds, and Kanaf means other winged creatures, including non-kosher birds, as well as chagavim. So that's not a raya either against our Yesod. So says Mar Tashma, I'll bring you a third raya from Parshas Noach, the birds, the animals that came into the Teva. Kol Tzipor, Kol Kanaf. My love, Kidemakshinan. So again, this raya also makes the assumption that Tzipor implies every type of bird, kosher and non-kosher, and Kanaf includes the grasshoppers. Lo, Kidemashaninan. And the Gemara says we don't even repeat the answer. We just say, you know, see previous answers. Right? That Tzipor means only kosher birds, Kanaf means both non-kosher as well as Chagavim. Says my raya number four, Tashma. I'm not sure why the rayas are brought in this order. I think Achronim deal with that question, meaning we first bring a raya from Chumash, Devarim, then from Tehillim, and then we go back to Parshas Noach, and now we're back into Yecheskel. So we bring a raya from the Nevuas Yecheskel about Melchemes Gog and Magog. Va'ata ben Adam, emor l'tzipor kol kanaf. The pasuk says that you should say to tzipor kol kanaf. The pasuk continues, you don't have the continuation in the Gemara, the pasuk continues, ul'chol chayas asadi yikavtu vavo ve'as ומסביב על זבחי אשר נזבח לכם זבח גדול על הר ישראל ואכלתם בשר שסיסם דם. So my love, Kedakshinan, doesn't the pasuk mean to say that the Lashon of Tzipor includes both kosher and non-kosher, and Kol Kanaf comes to include Chagavim? Lo, Kedashaninan, the Gemara says, no, stick with the answer that we gave before, that the Lashon of Tzipor means only kosher birds, Kol Kanaf means both non-kosher birds, as well as Chagavim. Tosfos is bothered, why don't we bring more rayas from other psukim? There are psukim, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Yud Aleph Aleph, Eich Tomru Lenafshi, Nudi Harchem Tzipor, and over there it doesn't say kanaf, so it's mistaver and that it's talking about kosher and non-kosher birds, because it's talking about movement amongst birds. So why would it only be about kosher birds? So, and you don't have the answer that we've been giving until this point, that the word kanaf includes non-kosher birds. The word kanaf doesn't even appear over there. So l'chara, the Gemara left out its best raya. All these other rayas the Gemara is bringing, we could simply answer that the non-kosher is included in the word kanaf. So Tosfos says certainly David HaMelech was talking about how he himself is like an oaf. Eich tomru l'nafshi nudi harachem tzipor, that it's about myself, David HaMelech. He wouldn't compare himself to a non-kosher bird, only to a kosher bird. And based on that, we could explain other psukim in Tehillim where David is medama himself to a tzipor. Okay, so that's what Tosfos points out. Says Gemara though, raya number 5. Tashma, by the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, he sees a big, mighty tree that's emerging from the ground, and it says about Anpoi Yeduron Tzipari Shemaya. On its branches, birds of the Shemayim are living on its branches. Now, certainly the pasuk is about all types of birds, because all types of birds live in the branches of trees. You can't say that it's only talking about kosher birds, because the pasuk doesn't say the word kanaf to darshin ofos tameim to be included in the word kanaf, right? It just says the word tzipor, and clearly it's talking about all types of birds, because every type of bird lives in trees. It says Gemara tzipari shemaya ikru, tzipari stama lo ikru. You're right, this pasuk includes non-kosher birds as well, but that's why it says tzipari shemaya, because a tzipor alone, stam tzipor, always means only kosher. Tzipari shemaya would include even non-kosher as well. Tashma says Gemara, okay, raya number 6. Kol Tzipor Torah, the pasuk says by the Yisra of Achila that Kol Tzipor Torah Tochelu, and we darshan Mechlal Dika Tameya. sounds like from the word Tzipor Torah that there is a Tzipor Tmeya that's Asur Ba'achila. Otherwise, the Torah could have just said called Tzipor Tochelu. So Mela, we would know that only the Tahoros are included. So don't you see that Tzipor means both kosher and non-kosher, and that's why we needed that qualifying word of tahora instead of just saying called tzipar tochelu, and I would automatically know that it's only the kosher birds. So lo mechlal dika asura. No, from the word tahora, we just see that there is another bird that is aser, but it's not necessarily a tzipar tameya. I mean, it's not necessarily a min that's tamei, a non-kosher min. There are birds that cannot be eaten that are from a kosher min. So maihi, what would be an example of a bird from a kosher min that you're not allowed to eat? Eat trefa. If you're going to say that it's talking about a trefa bird, behediksiv, it says beferish in the pasuk that you're not allowed to eat that, because by the isure kohen to eat kachim betuma, pasuk says nevelu trefa lo yochal l'tama va'ani Hashem. So we darshan already that pasuk is talking about an of tahar. So the sifra darshan is parsemar that it's talking about an of tahar. So I already know that an of tahar that's a trefa is usher. That can't be what the word Tahora is coming to teach me in the pasuk called Tzipor Torah. V'i b'shchuta d'mitzora, and if you're going to come tell me that it's coming to teach me, the word Torah is coming to teach me that a bird that's brought by the mitzora on the day that he becomes tahor to shecht for the sake of the hazas adam, that that's what you're not allowed to eat, even though it's shechted kedin and it's a kosher min. Misefa d'kradavka, I already know that from the end of the pasuk, because the pasuk says v'ze asher lo tochlu mehem, and the word mehem is extra, so we see that even from those kosher birds that we mentioned previously, so there is a certain one that cannot be eaten. And the Gemara darshins in Maseches Kiddushin l'rabbo shchutas mitzora, that's what comes to tell me that you're not allowed to eat the bird that was shechted by the mitzora b'yom ta'araso, that it's an isra achila. But the mishulachas is mutar b'achila. The bird that they send away is mutar b'achila, because Rashi points out the pasuk says kol tzipor Torah tochelu, and the Gemara darshins in Kiddushin and we know, says Rashi, not to switch around the drushos and to say kol tzipor Torah tochelu is l'rabbel says hashchuta, and v'zeh asher lo tochlu mehem is l'rabbel says mishalachas, because there's no way the Torah would tell you to be mishaleach a bird the takala, that the mishalachas, the one that you're going to send away, that's going to go out into the wild, is the one that's aser. How could you be mishaleach a bird into the wild if it's in fact Aser? So anyway, so says Gemara, so what do we learn from the phrase kol tzipor tahora, from the word tahora? After all, isn't the word tzipor alone enough to tell me that it is tahora? So says Gemara, liolam bishchuta de mitzora. We're talking about a bird that is the shechted bird of a mitzora, v'lavra l'vase v'losase. Meaning, kol tzipor alone, you're right, is only a min tahor. What do I learn from the word tahora? That the bird that a mitzora shechts cannot be eaten. I already know the bird that a mitzora shechts cannot be eaten. Yes, I need two sources to tell me that it's both a violation of an asay as well as a los asay. Says Gemara, v'lukma b'treifa, v'lavar lav b'asay v'los asay. Well, we already rejected the possibility that it's talking about a treifa, because we said that we already know that a treifa is asur to eat. So why don't you say that it is talking about a treifa and it's telling me both asay v'los asay? Says Gemara, well, we have the option to either say that the pasuk is teaching us about a treifa, or it's talking about the shchuta de mitzora. So which one are we going to choose? Davar alamin meinyano binyano de shchuta ksiv. We'd rather choose the one that the pasuk is more on target with, that that's the topic of the pasuk, and the pasuk is talking about a tzipor that is shchuta kedin, because the end of the pasuk says v'zeh asher lo tochlu mehem, and that's certainly talking about a shchuta, because lash mehem is going back on the first part of the pasuk of kol tzipor tahora tochelu, which is certainly talking about shchutos and mutar b'achila. So the Torah is saying from those birds that are tahoros, where there's no problem with the shchita, there are still some that you cannot eat, namely the shchuta of the mitzora. So since the end of the pasuk talks about the shchuta of mitzora, the beginning of the pasuk is also talking about the shchuta of a mitzora. So now going back to asking all of our questions on the idea that a tzipor means only a kosher bird. So Tashma says, well, I'll bring you another raya that even a non-kosher bird could be called a tzipor. It says by the Tara of the Mitzor in last week's parasha, shtei tziporim chayos, that the Kohen brings lamitaher, shtei tziporim chayos. My chayos, what does the word chayos add? Lav shechayos beficha? Doesn't chayos mean that it's something that's kosher, it's a kosher bird? Mechal dika lav shechayos beficha. Sounds like from the word tzipor alone, we don't necessarily know that it's a kosher bird, that there are other tziporim that are not chayos beficha. Says Gemara, lo. My chayos, shechayin rosh evarim shalem. Chayos means that it's not a mechusar ever. It has nothing to do with whether you're allowed to eat it or not. So that's not a good raya. Either the word tzipor alone already means that it's a kosher bird. Says Gemara, toshma miseifa. Okay, I'll bring you a final raya, an eighth raya, from the end of the pasuk that it says by tziporim mitzora. It says, tahoros, mechal dika tmeos. It says, shtei tziporim chayos, and the next word in the pasuk is tahoros. It's shtei tziporim chayos, tahoros. So that implies that there are tameos, that there are tziporim that would be labeled as tameos. So says Marlo, mechal dika trefos. No, all that implies that there are tziporos that are tahoros that you're not allowed to use for the hazaras hamitzora because they're trefos. Because the tzipor that the mitzora brings is not shechted l'shem karban. It's shechted outside the machne in the kli cheres to sprinkle its dam, but still it cannot be a trefa. You're not allowed to bring a trefa. Says Mar, but trefos mechayos nafko. Don't I learn that you're not allowed to bring a trefa from the word chayos? I don't need the word tahoros to tell me not to bring a trefa. Tosfos points out, wait, we already used the word chayos to tell me that it can't be mechusar ever. And don't tell me that it's a kal v'chomer, that if chisor never is possible, then kol shekein trefa is possible, because then the Gemara should ask, how do I know that chayos includes chisor never? Maybe it only includes trefos, which is more chamor. So Tosfos suggests that the trefos and chisor never are shkulosheim, they're exactly equal. And since there's no svara to learn one over the other as being possible, so they can both be derived from the word chayos, and therefore the word tahoros is still extra. So says Marhani, Chalamandi Amar, I understand very well that the lashon of tahoros comes to exclude a trefa if you assume trefa chaya, that a trefa is able to live with its blemish, because according to that you cannot exclude trefa from the word chayos because a trefa is chaya. Elamandiam trefa ain't a chaya, but if you hold that a trefa is taka not chaya, ma'ikal neimer, then we really have a kasha. That already from the word chayos I know to exclude a trefa and to exclude a mechus rever, what's tahoros coming to teach me? It must be that tahoros is coming to exclude tameos, which means that the word tzipor alone did not come to exclude tameos, and therefore tzipor includes both kosher and non kosher meaning. Va'on, and I ask even weiter, bein lamandiam trefa chaya, bein lamandiam ain't a chaya. Whether you hold the trefa is chaya or not, this din that a mitzvah is not allowed to bring a tzipor trefa, mitan de Rabbi Shmuel nafka. I don't need the word tahoros to teach it to me. I already know from the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. The Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, because the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel taught us there are certain karbanos that are brought to be mechaper for an avera, and there are other karbanos that are brought for the function of being machshir the person to eat kadshim. Nemar machshir mechaper befnim. There are karbanos that are brought befnim that are considered a machshir that enable a person to eat karbanos, like an ashram of a mitzorah, a chatas of yaledas, that come just to be machshir achilas kachim, and there are karbanos that are a mechaper, chataos, ashamos, they come to be mechaper for averos, v'nemer machshir mechaper b'chutz. And you also have the notion of both a mechaper type of karban as well as a machshir type of karban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. There are things that are machshir, tziporim mitzorah, are machshirim to eat kachim, and there are things that are mechaper, like the sir mishtaleach, the azazel, is mechaper on the sins of the Jewish people in Yom HaKippurim. So, ma machshir mechaper b'fnim, also ba machshir kim mechaper, just like when it comes to those things that are brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. Even those korbanos that are only machshirim have to meet all of the standards of those that are mechaper, because there are emurim of the machshirim are brought on the Mizbeach as well. af makshir mechabarmu b'chutz. So too, when you have a makshir that's brought b'chutz, also b'm makshir kim mechaper. It has to meet all the standards of the mechaper. And if a carbon that's brought b'chutz has to be tahar, it has to be kosher, so too the makshir that's brought b'chutz. So just like the seer mishtalech clearly cannot have a mum, because the seer mishtalech has to be identical to the seer la'ashem. It's only a girl that determines which one is which, and the seer la'ashem is brought as a carbon, so too by the tzipor shel mitzora. It needs to be shalem. It needs to be like the carbonos that are brought b'fnim. It cannot be a trefa, and therefore we're still back to our kasha. What does the word tahoros come to teach me? You already said tzipor, that a mitzvah brings a tzipor. Tzipor means only kosher birds, so why do you have to qualify it by saying tahoros? So says the Gemara, Ela Amrav Nachman Yitzchak Lemute Tzipor Yer Nidachas. Tahoros comes to tell me Lemute Yer Nidachas. So the Gemara is going to have four possible explanations. What Tahoros comes to teach me? First one is tell me that a bird of Yer Nidachas, even though it's a kosher min, cannot be brought for Taras HaMetzora. The that could have been derived from Tanna Dabei Rabbi Shmuel as well. The Rishonim raised the Kasha, Tos raised the Kasha. Tzipori and Dachas, if we're Medame, Mechaper, and a Machshir Bachutz, to Mechaper, Machshir Bifnim, by the Chaim of Nir and Dachas, Rasa Ba'ana, anything that's also about now, you can't bring as a carbon. That's a sugi maseches pesachim. We learn from a pasuk in Yecheskel. V'se achas min atzon min ha-masayim mi-mashke Yisrael le-mincho lo-olu l-shlamim. That we're only makrif for a carbon, something that's mi-mishke Yisrael, something that's mutar ba-achila for Yisrael. Since these birds are asr ba'achila, because they're asr ba'anah, they're possible to be brought as a korban. So they should be possible for tzipori mitzora. So Tosfos suggests that we are not mimait from this pasuk. We're only mimait from this pasuk things that were never mutter. Orla, kilei akerem. But these birds that had a shasa kosher, there was a time that they were mutter, they could be brought for karbanos as well. Antos says it wouldn't be an Isra Hana'a because Mitzvah Slav Lehanos Nitnu. So the Mitzvah would be allowed to use these Tziporim had it not been for the Pasuk, because you're bringing it for a Mitzvah, and Mitzvah Slav Lehanos Nitnu, it wouldn't be a violation of the Mitzvah. But be that as it may, the first answer is, what does the word Tahoros tell me? That you're not allowed to use the Tziporim of Nir Nidachas for the Tara process of the Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Lamai, which of the birds of the Mitzvah are we saying that you cannot use, that I need a limud to tell me not to use birds of Nir Nidachas? Ili Shiluach, if he's telling me don't use a bird of Nir Nidachas to send away, right, that's part of the process of the Tzaras, of the Taras of Mitzvah, Lom Retor Shalech L'Takala, obviously you can't, because then you're going to be machshil everybody. That's it, because you're going to be sending away the bird, and someone's going to find it, someone's going to eat it, someone's going to use it. Ela l'shchita. Clearly it's coming to tell me not to use a bird of Nir Nidachas for the shchita of the Taras HaMetzora, because even when no one is going to be nichshal in it, you're not allowed to use such a bird. That's what I learned from the word Tahoros. Now that line of the Gemara is used by the Poskim to bring a raya in a major machlokas rishonim in Yoredeya. You know, there is an isser called Ein Mevatel Misser L'Chachila, that you're not allowed to be Mevatel an isser on purpose, to mix something that's usser together with something that's mutter in order to be Mevatel the isser. However, it's machlokas rishonim whether that's an isser da'oraisa or an isser da'rabanan. The Rashba writes that it's only an isser midrabanan. The Ran writes in the name of Tosos, it's only an isser drabanan, and that's what the Shach quotes as well. However, Nadbi Huda in the Tshuva in Madura Tinyani Yerdeh Sim Memhei writes that he has a great chiddush, that the Rashba and Tosos that say that minatori you're allowed to be mivatel isser lechatchila is only talking about a case like where we derive this from. Where do we derive this idea from? From Zroa Beshela, right? The raya that you're allowed to be mivatel isser lechatchila minatora is from the Zroa Beshela of the El Nazir, because what do we say over there? That the din is that the Kohen eats the Zroa, and the Nazir is not allowed to eat the Zroa. But the Zroa gets cooked together with the other meat around it, and the Nazir is allowed to eat the other meat. Aye, but isn't the time of the Zroa going into the other meat? Nah, it's batel. What do you mean it's batel? But you're being mevatel by cooking it together. So says another Yehuda, yeah, that's where we say that on Daraisa level you're allowed to be mevatel instead of chachila, when it's time that's being batel in other meat. But let's say it's yavesh b'yavesh. You have two kosher hamburgers, one non-kosher hamburger, and you just put the non-kosher hamburger and you mix it in so you can't identify which is which. That's also a din of bittul, but that we would not say that on a daraisa level you're allowed to be mivatel lechatchila. Because shem yavo Eliyahu, if Eliyahu and Avi would come and would identify, no, that's the non-kosher one, well then you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. See, when tam has already been batel, a drop of milk fell into my chicken soup and it's all mixed together, so then it's all batel. And there's nothing Eliyahu is going to do that's going to change that. It's already mutter. So that's where we say in our Torah, you're allowed to be mivatel in this of the chatchila. But yavish b'yavish, where if it were to be identified, it would be a problem, then even min haTorah, it's also levatel nisa l'chadchila. Says in the Debuda, and the raya is chulin daf kuf mem. Why? What are we saying over here? It can't possibly be that the oath that the mitzor is mishaleach is the oath of Nira Nidachas, because then you're causing a great takala. Someone's going to find it and he's going to be violating Nisr. Wait, the majority of birds out there are still not Nira Nidachas birds, right? The majority of birds are still not birds that come from a city of Avodah Zarah, which may or may never have happened in the history of humanity, right? So the majority of the birds are good. So why don't we say that it's Batel? No, because in Yavah Eliyahu, he would tell you that that's the bird that is from Nira Nidachas and Sasser. So you see that even on a Torah level, there is no the bittul is not absolute when it comes to a yavish biyavish, when it comes to something that still maintains its initial identity. Okay, Rava Amar Lemute Shlo Lezavigla Acheres Kodem Shilucheha, that the word Taurus is coming by the Mitzvah is coming to tell me not to pair it up with another bird before you send it away, meaning for another Mitzvah. So the Mai Ilish Chita, what do you mean pair it up with another bird? To use this bird that was supposed to be Nishlach and now use it as the Shechted bird for another Mitzvah? Habaya Shiluach. That obviously you can't do because it already has a mitzvah Shiluach, so you can't now shecht it. Elul Shiluach. No, we mean to double dip on its Shiluach. I'm going to send it away anyway, so before I send it away, let me just use it as the second bird for another mitzvah, and then I'll be Mekayim both Shiluchim with this one bird. So that's what it's coming to tell me. Rav Papa Amar, a third possibility. Litziporim Shechlifu Ba'Avodah Zarah. We're talking about birds that were exchanged for an Avodah Zarah. Tichsev Vayisa Cherem Kamohu. Pasuk says that it should be cherem kamo, kol mashata mahaya hemenu kamo. Anything that you even exchange for an avodah zarah becomes like an avodah zarah, and a mitzvah is not allowed to bring such a bird. So the mai, what do you mean he's not allowed to bring such a bird? Ilishi luach, if you're telling me that he's not allowed to send away such a bird, lomar tar shalech l'takala. Obviously, he's not allowed to do that because he's going to be machshil people, that someone's going to find that bird, he's going to be nene from a bird of avodah zarah. Elo l'shchita. No, it's telling me that you're not even allowed to shecht it because it's tachlufei avodah zarah. And then Ravina Amar, fourth possibility, hachav mayaskinan, what's the pasuk excluding with the word tahoros? Ba'ov shaharagas hanefesh. It's telling me that if a bird had killed a human being, you're not allowed to use that for the tara of the mitzvah. Well, hechidami, ida gamar dina, if it already had a gamar din, bar ketalahu, it's chayv misa, obviously I'm not allowed to use it for the tara of the mitzvah, for shechita or for the shiluach. El kodim gamar dina. No, it's telling us it's before it's gamar din, that we came to a gemar din that this bird has to be killed, and it's not yet chayiv misa. So lemay ilu shiluach. Well, still, what's the havamina? What, that I should be mishaleach it? Of course, it can't be mishaleach it. I have to bring it to Beis Din in order to stand trial. Ubiarta rami kebecha, and I have to fulfill the pasuk. Ubiarta rami kebecha. Ella l'shchita. So it must be that it's coming to tell me not to use it for shchita, because I might have said that this bird, what's the worst that's going to happen to it? It's going to be chayiv misa. So how about I fulfill b'yarta rami kerbecha right now? I'll shecht it, and that will be a fulfillment of b'yarta rami kerbecha. So that's what the pasuk is telling me, that no, you're not allowed to use such a bird for the tara of mitzvah. Kiveiga raises the question, why don't we learn this din from the Tanna of the Beit Rabbi Shmuel that we said before, that we make a hekesh between mechaper machshir b'chutz and mechaper machshir b'fnim, balichayim that are hargas and nefesh cannot be brought b'fnim as a korban. That's a drasha m'sechus b'bekama uminatzon lehotzias hanogeach. So shouldn't that automatically teach us that you're not allowed to use it for taras hamitzvah b'chutz? So good kasha. Okay, so Rabbi Kiveiga leaves it as a kasha. Then the Gemara goes on to, the Mishnah went on to say, Ov tamei rovitz al beitzei ov tahar, that if you have a non-kosher bird that's rovitz on kosher eggs, then you don't do shiluach hakein. So bishlam of tamirovitz al beit zitar be'inon sipar v'leka. I get that because the word sipar implies only a kosher bird, and the pasuk says that you come across a kosher bird, a tzipar. Ela of tar rovitz al beit zitar of tamei hatzipar hu. But why is it that if it's a kosher bird that's rovitz on non-kosher eggs, that there's no mitzvah of shiluach? It is a tzipar. You have a tzipar. So I answer the gemara k'damar Rav Kana tikach lach v'lo l'klavecha, because the point of shiluach hakein is then that you take the babies, but it has to be something you can take for yourself and not just to feed to your dogs. So Achirami, so here also tikach lach v'lo l'klavecha. V'heichin Rav Kana, where was the original statement of Rav Kana about lach v'lo l'klavecha? Ahad Tanya, he said it in the context of the following brisa. Im aim treifa chayiv b'shiluach. A mother that is a treifa is chayiv in shiluach hakein. Efrochim treifos potem shiluach. But if the chicks are treifos, they're potem from shiluach hakein. So minani mili amrav kana damar kra tikach lach v'lo l'klavecha. It's from the pasuk tikach lach. So we darshin v'lo l'klavecha, and the efrochim that are treifa, you wouldn't be allowed to eat yourself. So says Gemara ulahakish aim treifa efrochim ma efrochim treifos potem shiluach af aim treifa nami. Well, why don't we just say that there's a hekish, that if a mother that's a trefa if Efrochim that a trefa are potter from shiluach, shouldn't a mother that's a trefa also be potter from shiluach? Says Mar, in kein sipar lemute of tame lamali. Well, then why would I need sipar to exclude an of tame if you're going to have such a hekish? You could just learn it from the Efrochim. So says Gemara. The Gemara asks Vatanya, aim Efrochim treifa chayiv b'shiluach. The Gemara understands that the treifa in this context is going on the Efrochim, that even though the mother of the Efrochim is the mother of Efrochim that are treifa, you're chayiv in shiluach, because the mother itself is a kshera, not like the brisa that we said before. Amrabai hachi kamer. No. This is what it meant to say. Efroach she'iman treifa chayiv b'shiluach. If the mother is a treifa, it's chayiv in shiluach. If the Efrochim are treifas, though, there is no chiyuv of shiluach. Okay, now the Gemara brings a whole bunch of shilos relating to situations of shiluach hakein. Boy Rav Hoshaya, hoshed yad l'sakein v'shachad miyut simanim, l'kan rather, v'lakein v'shachad miyut simanim. If a person sticks his hand inside the nest and he shachts the babies, but not all the way, just miyut simanim. So mahu, is there still a chiyuv of shiluach hakein? Miyamrim kivin di l'shavik l'macharfi v'inan l'cha v'lo l'klavecha. Do we say, well, if he were to leave them right there, just like that, they would become trefos, and therefore there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakein because the babies are trefos? Odilma kivin di v'yad l'migmar shchita tikach lach karina bei v'chayiv b'shiluach. Or maybe since he can complete the shchita and make them kosher, he's chayiv in shiluach. Teku, we leave that unresolved. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, matlus ma'usha tachutz. What if there's a cloth over the babies and under the mother? So is that a chatzitza? A knafayim ma'usha yichutz. What if there are feathers over the babies under the mother? Is that a chatzitza? Beitzim muzaros mahu. What if there are other eggs that are unfertilized in between the fertilized eggs and the mother? Is that a chatzitza and therefore take away the mitzvah of shiluach hakein? That's how Rashi understands that all these shilos are about chatzitza. Shnei sidrei beitzim zu'al gavzu. You have two rows of eggs, one on top of the other, and you're only interested in taking the bottom ones. So mahu, are the top ones chatzitza between the mother and the bottom eggs to take away the mitzvah of shiluach hakein? Zachar al gabe beitzim unikeva al gabe zachar mahu. What if in between the mother and the eggs there's a male bird in between them? Is that a chatzitza between the mother and the birds for mitzvah shiluach hakein? Bayi Rabbi Zeira, Yona al beitzei tasil, an oftar that looks like a Yona that's over eggs of a tasil mahu. What's the din? Tasil al beitzei Yona, or the reverse mahu? What would be the din? Amar Abayi Tashma says, I'll bring you a raya to that last one. Of tamei rovitz al beitzei oftar, v'tar rovitz al beitzei oftamei patim yishiluach. That if you have a non-kosher bird over kosher eggs, or vice versa, there's no mitzvah of shiluach. Oh, but it implies hatar v'tar chayiv. If we're a kosher bird over kosher eggs, even though they're not the same min, it would be chayiv. Says Gemara Dilma Bekare. No, maybe that diuk is only by a kore nekeva, which is a type of oftar that is its derech is to be rovate on other types of eggs. Maybe that's where there's a chiv of shiluach. But other mixed 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 birds, it would not work. Kari zachar Reb Lazar mechayev v'cham potum. We said that there's machlokas tanaim about a kari zachar. Amar Reb Yehuda, my time with Reb Lazar, asya degira degira ksifa chakari dagra v'lo yolad uksifasam uvaka v'dagra betzila. So just like the degira is talking about it's over its egg. So too by the kara, when it says a lashon of degira, it means even if it's over other types of birds' eggs. So you see that there is a chiyuv shluch kan. Amar Reb Lazar machlokas b'kari zachar b'kari nekeva d'vrei kol chayiv. The whole machlokas is only by a male, but by a female, everyone would say it's chayiv and shluch. Pshita kari zachar tanan. I know it's a machlokas by a male. That's why you use the word zachar. No, ma'ad v'teim rabbanan afilu kari nekeva patri. I would have thought that the rabbanan would patri even if it's a kari nekeva. V'aduk tani zachar l'deach kol chad Reb Lazar. And the only reason it says zachar is to tell you that even by a kari zachar over other types of eggs, that even that's chayiv and shluch. So kamash m'lan. And that's why he wants to tell me that no, the machlok is only by zachar. Vamra blazer machlok is pekari zachar of b'zachar dialma divrei kol pater. The machlok is only by a korah zachar, but any other zachar that's rovets on eggs, for sure it's going to be pater from shluach hakan. So pshita korah zachar tanan. Of course, it's only by a korah zachar. That's why it says korah. So mal detem Reb Lazar afilu zachar dialma mechayiv. Now I might have thought Reb Lazar is mechayiv in all zachar. Vaydik tani korah zachar l'diach kochad rabbanan. And the only reason it says korah zachar is tell me the koch of the rabbanan. So kamash malan, that's why it comes to tell me that no, it's on the whole machlokas is owned by korah zachar. Tiny namiyachi zachar dialma pater. A regular male bird is for sure pater from shluach. Okay. Kore zachar, only this kind of bird called the kore, where it's the derech to be rovets on beitim, Reb Lazar mechayiv v'cham potrin. That's where Reb Lazar is mechayiv and the cham patrin. But from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah. We're falling behind on purpose because the last half is very short.